Morning. The topic under discussion is about unity. With regard to that, ulama have written Mufassireen that the object of Islam and Islam in this world is for Akhirat, and it is to please Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. It is not primarily to make our dunya's life. Without any doubt, by Islam in our lives, our dunya's life is made much more better than it is without Islam, or with a watered down Islam. That is, if a person doesn't bring deen in his life, his dunya's life is also very, very bad. It isn't a good life. With Islam, his life is a good life. But Islam is not primarily for this dunya. Islam is primarily for Akhirah and to please Allah Ta'ala. It's the barakat of Islam, then our dunya's life is also made perfectly, and the best of our dunya's life also we achieve. And this is the topic that was discussed in the surah of the unity of the Muslims. This unity is for the unity of Islam, not primarily unity of the Muslims. There is a great difference between Islam and Muslims. For example, after 94, the change of the government went of this country, and then there were schools that were established to protect the Muslims, not to protect Islam. Unfortunately, we suffered with the white man's mentality that we don't want non-whites with us. So they were keeping them away, so we were afraid that non-Muslims, that is, non-Indians will be coming to our schools and our children will be mixing with them. So Muslim schools were made, but not for the sake of Islam, to protect the Muslims, to save them from the coming of the other people, the non-whites, the blacks, that we did not want to mix with them. We had that mentality from the white man from before. So it wasn't to serve, and it isn't still to serve Islam. It is to serve the Muslims. And the agenda today we see, it has gone way out serving un-Islamic things. Because it wasn't meant for Islam, otherwise all Islamic things would have been given preference. In the similar way, we find the Muslim organization which claims to represent the Muslims. There also it is for the Muslims, not for Islam. For the Muslims, for their business, for example, to get things done by the government. So they will please the government to get to see that the business things carry on. All the things of this dunya must carry on for the Muslims, not for Islam. That Islam must flourish. Islam must come in the lives of the people. Islam must come in all people, Indians, whites, blacks. It isn't for that purpose. It is for to protect the Muslim. So that is not what the Quran wants. Quran wants we must have, Islam must be our object. And then that Islam can be of a Chinese Muslim, Indian Muslim, Arab Muslim, white, black Muslim, whoever. But Islam is the object. So that is what is important. So this is the important point to understand. Otherwise we make grave errors, big, big errors afterwards. So Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala had commanded that Islam must be that Islam must be the object. And in all our matters we must work for Islam. And we see that in this the revelation of this came also, like the Aus and Khazraj, that when they did not have Islam in them, they were fighting with one another, big, big wars they fought with one another. By the barakat of Islam, they became brothers of one another, bosom friends of one another. But again, when they were, by the Jewish person, reminded of their past, and the spirit of Islam temporarily went out of them, again they were ready to fight with one another. So the basic thing is to have Islam in our lives, and to give preference to Islam. So there can be only unity, as Allah Ta'ala made it very clear in the ayat. It's a very unfortunate and very mind-boggling how even ulama don't interpret the ayat correctly. Clearly the Quran Sharif says, وَأَتَصِمُوا, and that means to hold on firmly, fastly, be fully united, but on what? Bihablillah. On the rope of Allah, which is the Quran Sharif, which is the deen of Allah. Don't be united on your community. Don't make your community the object. Don't make Muslims the object. Be united on Islam and the principles of Islam. And in that unity, all other unity will also come. And if we want to unite on the being just Muslims, just being a community, a nation, then it will disintegrate. There will be disunity. Unity can be only on the rope of Allah, and from here it follows, unity can only be on the truth. Unity cannot be on falsehood. What these people want, they are doing the wrong things, and they want the people on the right to unite with them on the wrong. That is impossible. They must leave up their wrong and unite with the people on the right. That is what is required. So clearly the Quran Sharif says it's just a matter of understanding the Quran Sharif, which is simple and straightforward. It's not a difficult thing which a person has to work out very much. Straightforward. وَعَتَصِمُ بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ. And then Allah explains it further. جَمِيعًا. All of you. Nobody must lose the rope of Allah. Don't forgo the laws of Allah. Don't forgo the principles of Islam. Reunite on Islam. Unite on the laws of Allah Ta'ala. Don't unite that will on those things which will unite you as a community. You unite on those things which is of Islam. On that. And then more clear Allah makes it, وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. And do not be divided. That is, don't do things against Islam. Don't establish anything which is against Islam. Like in our context, for example, trying to spread Islam with the video and the YouTube, for example, on TV. Don't use the wrong method. That is what causes the disunity. And that is, wala tafarruq, and that breaks up the unity. Don't break the laws of parda and hijab, where you mix freely with women. So much so that panel discussions on TV for the whole world to see that you are breaking the laws of Allah Ta'ala. Don't get involved in interfaith things and going to the churches and the temples and doing their religious things there, lighting of candles and doing all other funny things which they do. That will never bring unity. That is what will cause the disunity. So it is very clear and very beautifully Allah reward our ulama for explaining all these matters and all from the Quran Sharif, that our unity must be only on the deen of Allah Ta'ala, the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. Don't unite, even though it seems as a good thing that we unite as a community. But unity is not what is required. Islam unity is required. We must all unite on the principles and the laws of Islam. So then Allah Ta'ala says after that, for all this to make it easy, وَذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ. Just think of, meditate, ponder of the favors of Allah upon us. We did not make ourselves. Our community did not make us. Our government didn't make us. The scientists didn't make us. Allah made us. He is the one who gave us our brains, our eyes, all the organs of our body. He is the one, as we are sitting comfortably here, it is no one else that has made this possible but Allah Ta'ala. So think of the favors of Allah and unite on the laws of Allah. Don't unite on the laws of other people, whether it be governments, whether it be scientists, whether it be atheists, whether it be the medical professionals, whoever it is, unite on the laws of Allah Ta'ala. So this is a great teaching that we must keep in mind, and a basic principle that we are here not as a Muslim community primarily, but with Islam. We have to serve Islam. We haven't to serve the Muslims come by the way. And if Muslims can only be served correctly also if we serve Islam. If we serve the agendas of other people and we want to serve the Muslims, we will harm the Muslims. We will harm their deen in this dunya. We will harm their akhirat also. But if we serve their deen, Islam, Muslims will get served and they will be the superior nation in the world who will follow that religion. So Allah give us tawfiq to understand this very important basic concept so that we can get all our priorities in order and we can move in the correct direction. May Allah give us all tawfiq.